Katy Country 94 weather.
Believe it or not, TJ's Liquor in Cocker City is celebrating their five-year anniversary, and they want you to be part of the fun with their Customer Appreciation Day this Saturday, June 10th. There'll be drawings for prizes throughout the day, and stop by to taste many delicious beverages from 4 to 8 p.m. Saturday evening. And right now, you can register at the store to win up to $150 in hard, cold cash. TJ's Liquor on Highway 24 in Cocker City. They appreciate your business and invite you to their five-year anniversary celebration this Saturday, June 10th.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 91. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy tonight. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows around 65. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 88. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently it's 88.
If there's something strange crawling in your hood.
Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Bugs are invading fast, and it don't look good.
Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
They ain't afraid of no bugs.
An invisible itch when sleeping in your bed.
Ow! Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Nah, don't try to beat them bugs alone.
Just pick up the phone and call.
With offices in Sylvan Grove, Otis, and Salina.
AGCO in Beloit and Cocker City is growing. Come join our winning team and build top-of-the-line products including Fendt and Massey Ferguson planters and sunflower tillage and drills. Multiple full-time positions available for first shift, including fabrication, weld, assembly, and material handling. No weekends required. AGCO offers a $2,500 sign-on bonus for welders and a $1,000 sign-on bonus for all other employees. We provide excellent wages, paid time off, 401k with company match, and more. New hires qualify for pay advances during the first 30, 60, 90 days. Looking for a new start with a great company? Apply at careers.agcocorp.com. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas is known far and wide for its storied history of big buffalo, but one buffalo in particular will be remembered for entirely different reasons. A smallmouth buffalo, that is. Topeka resident Thane Miller has just set the new Kansas state record for the largest smallmouth buffalo caught in Kansas. The behemoth fish, which weighed in at 64.75 pounds, measured 45 1/4 inches long and had a total girth or circumference of 35 inches. Miller unearthed the record-sized fish from Clinton Reservoir, 5 miles west of Lawrence on K-10 Highway, using bow fishing equipment. The previous state record for a smallmouth buffalo was set in 1979 by Scott Butler of Lawrence when he reeled in a 51-pound, 41-inch-long smallmouth buffalo from a private farm pond in Douglas County. Trophy catches such as these end up as a state record if, one, the fish is caught by a licensed angler using legal means. Two, the fish is identified by a Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks district fisheries biologist or regional fisheries supervisor. Three, the fish is weighted on a certified scale prior to being frozen. Four, the fish is photographed in color and a state record application is filled out. And five, the mandatory 30-day waiting period is passed. And you can go online and see a complete list of current Kansas state record fish. If you've caught a big fish but not quite a state record, apply for a Master Angler Award, and you can be recognized for your catch if it exceeds the measurements. So pretty amazing stuff there happening at Clinton Reservoir near Lawrence. Governor Laura Kelly announced yesterday that the Early Childhood Transition Task Force will embark on a statewide community engagement tour to discuss the challenges communities face in supporting children through their earliest years. The task force, created by Governor Kelly's first executive order of her second term, is charged with reviewing Kansas's early childhood care and education system and with developing a roadmap for creating a cabinet-level agency dedicated to supporting our youngest Kansans. If we want to give our kids the best possible future, then we must give them the strongest possible start. That's why I started my second term by taking a step to expand access to child care and early childhood development programs, said Governor Kelly. She went on to say, now we want to hear from Kansans about what my administration and our partners can do to put Kansas on the path to having the most comprehensive, robust early childhood system in the country. The task force will visit 9 cities across the state to discuss successes and challenges affecting the early childhood sectors in each community. These meetings are open to the public. Families, service and care providers, community leaders, and business representatives are encouraged to attend. Participants will engage in facilitated discussions designed to generate feedback on how the state is administering early childhood programs and how Kansans interact with the state's governance system. Each meeting will be conducted with the assistance of the Hunt Institute, which has been providing support to the task force work. And they'll be going out on these engagements on their tour on Tuesday, June 27th, be in Chanute and in Wichita, Wednesday, June 28th at Garden City, 2 o'clock in Hayes at the Rockwell Administrative Center, and then also in Salina at the Donna L. Vanier Children's Center at 5 o'clock on Wednesday, June 28th. They'll be in Manhattan, Topeka on Thursday, June 29th, over in the Park, Kansas City on June the 30th. That full story is available to you at our website, katycountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia Osmond Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Don't forget to stop by for the 12th Annual 8-Man All-Star Football Game Pep Rally this Friday, June 9th at 4 o'clock at Chautauqua Park in Beloit. Meet and greet the 8-man All-Stars, and have a great time in the process. That's brought to you by the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, and us here at KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake. Make sure to attend an awesome truck and tractor pull presented by Nebraska Bush Pullers this Friday, June 9th, located 3.5 miles east of Beloit on Jasmine Trail. Also, the second Saturday in Downs is from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. this Saturday. In addition to spending the day shopping and enjoying the community, the Downs Chamber is giving away $100 on those Saturdays. Four winners will each receive $25 in Downs dollars. You can only sign up at Chamber businesses on that Saturday for a chance to win. For more information, follow the Chamber's Facebook page or visit DownsChamber.com. Dragon Main Saturday Night Cruise coming up this Saturday, June 10th at 7 o'clock in Downs. Whether you have a classic car or truck or a new one, a beautifully restored vehicle, or just one you drive every day, come out and join the fun. A hamburger meal will be served from 6 to 7 at the gazebo there in Downs, and root beer floats will also be available. Join them for an evening of fun, whether you're a Dragon Main or watching from your lawn chair. It's a Downs Community Connection event. Save the date on Tuesday, June 13th at 6 p.m. K-State Research and Extension will be doing a program on advanced healthcare planning. This class is for anyone that has interest in planning for their future. Don't wait until you are in a crisis mode. That'll be at the Osborne Public Library at 325 West Main, Osborne, Tuesday at 6 p.m. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, KDCountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Sing up the floor, goes right at Butler, leans in, shot is good. It's the Kristen Brown Show here with the fourth quarter, and the lead is ballooned to 21.
The former Jayhawk Kristen Brown adding 15 points on top of two 30-plus point triple-doubles from Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic as the Nuggets win Game 3 in Miami. The NBA Finals, more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports, so look at an Osborne player at the 8-man All-Star game this weekend. KU men's basketball team is making a out-of-country trip in August. The Kansas City Royals finishing their series with the Marlins. Women's College World Series underway Wednesday night. The Stanley Cup Finals continue tonight, and the French Open semis and tennis. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. The 38th Annual Kansas 8-Man All-Star Game set to take place at Trojan Field in Beloit on Saturday. Many area athletes competing in this year's event. Connor Scher of Osborne has the opportunity to carry on the storied tradition of Bulldog All-Stars. Not only that, he follows in the footsteps of his brother Mason, who played in the game just last season. In 13 seasons since joining 8-Man ranks in 2010, Scher is the 24th young man in the Osborne program's history picked to play in the event. Connor returned from an injury late in his junior season, in which Osborne finished 6-3. Coming back for his final campaign, he helped lead the Bulldogs to a 9-2 finish in 2022. As a senior, ran for 641 yards, 14 touchdowns, also added a kickoff return for a score. From his linebacker position, he led Osborne with 80 total tackles, including 23 for loss and 5 sacks. For his efforts, Sher was an honorable mention All-8-Man Division II selection, was named first-team All-District as a running back, linebacker, and athlete in District 4, second-team All-MPL running back and linebacker. Sher acknowledged that coming back from injury was a motivator for him.
Yeah, injuries, I guess it's part of it, you know. You can't control everything, so I guess you kind of just have to play, and then if it happens, then it happens. You got to work through it and persevere, I guess. Because, yeah, like my junior year, I tore my ACL, which is devastating, but, you know, at the end of the year, I just kept at it and then working, and like, eventually I got to come back.
After playing in all 11 games as a senior, Sher is ready for one final contest in Saturday's 8-Man Division II All-Star Game, which kicks off at 10 o'clock from Trojan Field. Fans can listen on Katy Country 94 and the Kansas 8-Man All-Star Radio Network at 8manallstars.com, and also watch the games on the live video stream at 8manallstars.com. Pre-game coverage beginning at 9:30. As heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the Denver Nuggets used a 29-20 third quarter to create some separation on their way to a 109-94 win over the Heat in Game 3 of the NBA Finals in Miami Wednesday night. The two-headed monster of Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic did the most damage for the Nuggets. They each had triple-doubles. Murray put up 34 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists, while Jokic filled the stat sheet with 32 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists. Former Kansas Jayhawk Christian Brown went 7-8 from the floor, finished with a playoff career-high 15 points, scoring 11 from late in the third to early in the fourth quarter. After losing home court advantage in Game 2, the Nuggets quickly reclaimed it in Game 3, taking a 2-1 series lead. Game 4 will be Friday night at 7:30 in Miami. In college hoops, the KU men's basketball team announced they'll be making a trip to Puerto Rico in August. That trip will be from August 1st through 8th. It'll include three exhibition games on the 3rd, 5th, and 7th against pro or club teams in Puerto Rico's BSN League. KU coach Bill Self said, quote, "We are excited for the upcoming Puerto Rico trip. We have three returning starters, but the other scholarship guys are new. This trip will allow this team to bond, get some extra work in, and play competitive games," unquote. You can read much more on the trip for KU hoops at katycountry94.com.
Right back to Jordy Ball, who will record the final out in Game 1. Belongs to Oklahoma. Jordy Ball, the two-hit shutout with 10 strikeouts.
Scoreless going into the bottom of the fourth, Oklahoma scored three runs to open things up and added a run in each of the fifth and sixth on their way to a 5-0 shutout in Game 1 of the Women's Softball National Championship Series in OKC Wednesday night. The Sooners added to their NCAA record with their 52nd consecutive win. They can wrap up a third straight national title tonight. They take on Florida State at 6:30 on ESPN in Game 2 of the Best of Three Series.
This is Sanchez out towards center field. It's going along. Sanchez to dead center.
The Marlins scored three on that swing and three more in the eighth inning in a 6-1 win over the Royals Wednesday night, completing a three-game midweek sweep in Miami. Jordan Lyles gave up five runs in seven innings and fell to 0-10 on the season with the loss for the Royals.
He threw the ball really well. Located again with his fastball, was in the zone a ton. I think he had one walk, maybe. One pitch for a three-run homer, you know, and other than that, he pitched terrific.
McQuarrie's squad has now lost six of their last seven, 18-44 on the season. They have today off before starting a three-game series at Baltimore on Friday. In the NHL, the Stanley Cup Finals continuing tonight. The Vegas Golden Knights hold a 2-1 series lead over the Panthers. Series heads to Florida for Game 3. The puck drops at 7 o'clock tonight on TNT. And finally in sports, the second Grand Slam of the pro tennis circuit is winding down at the French Open at Roland Garros. The women's semifinals are set. Second seed Aryna Sabalenka meets Karolina Muchova. And top seed Iga Świątek faces number 14 Beatriz Adan-Maia for a spot in the championship match. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94.96 points to the lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.